You know, I was thinking about that in faith. It's like you got to have faith, otherwise it's impossible to please God. And in the New Living or the NIV translation, I was in 1 Thessalonians 5:8. It talks about putting on faith and love as a breastplate and hope as a helmet of salvation. And I was thinking, how do you put on faith? And here's another example of, you know, as time goes on, or you research more, you walk with the Lord more, you gain understanding. You know, when Paul wrote Thessalonians, I can't remember now how many years later he wrote Ephesians, but he had a much deeper understanding spiritually of spiritual armor. It's like he just touched on it a little bit when he first wrote about the spiritual armor. But putting on faith, how do you put on faith? Oh, it was 10 years. 10 years later, he wrote the 8 other letters. And, you know, he grew. Paul, the great scholar, grew in understanding and spiritual wisdom. So putting on faith. The shield of faith. Remember back to the armor of the Roman soldiers. The faith attaches to the word of truth, or the belt of truth. Faith is your sixth sense. And let me just tell you a little bit about that big shield of faith, talking specifically about that piece of armor that the Roman soldiers had. It was heavy, almost like a door. It was made of 6 layers of animal hide. It had to be oiled daily. Does your faith have to be oiled daily? If they did not oil it daily, it would crack in battle. If you don't keep your shield of faith oiled when you're in the midst of a crisis, it's going to crack. Again, don't wait to prepare yourself. Don't wait till you're in the midst of a crisis. They also had to soak it, saturate it in water prior to going to battle, because there were different kinds of arrows that the enemy used. Some were fiery arrows. The Lord also talks about, and I believe it's in Psalms, it's like he says, I will quench every fiery arrow, every fiery dart. So you have to keep your shield of faith saturated and soaked in the word, water of the word. I couldn't help but think, you know, in John 3:5, where it talks about, unless you're born of the water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So you have to have faith, yes, the blood of Jesus Christ, but you have to have faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, right? And I always wonder, well, again, upbringing, the only way to God is through the blood, which is true. Faith in the blood of Jesus. But it's like, you know, the water and the Spirit. Here's that shield that has to be saturated in water. The water and the washing of the word. And the Spirit, the oil. It's like, I don't know, that just was kind of helped connect the dots a little bit for me. Both the oil and the water prepare the shield of faith for battle. In 1 Peter 1:5, it says, how do you put on faith? You do those things to prepare, and it's kept by the power of God through faith. You know what happens if you reject faith? 1 Timothy 1:19, there's that number again, 19 faith. You get shipwrecked. Hold on to the ship. In Ephesians 6:16, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked one. And again, in a further research of above all, it kind of makes it sound like that is above all, that is putting the shield of faith above the Word of God. But that's not so. If you go back to the original, the Greek meaning, above all is really meaning out in front of or covering all. It's not describing the importance, but the position. You know, there's just in translating the Word of God from Hebrew or Greek, or there's not a word for every single word. You know, a lot of times in Hebrew, words actually mean concepts. You know, they think more of concepts. Where the Greek, they were all about philosophy. You know, you think of Aristotle and all that. It's like that was their mindset. Hebrew was more of imagery. And so when you're reading the word, it helps to know just those little nuggets. And it's like, sometimes it's like you study and it's like, man, I am never going to get all this. It's not what you know, it's what you understand. Precept upon precept. We are spirit beings created in God's image, and eternity is planted in you. What kind of a house are you building for the Lord? What room does he get? Seeds take time to grow. I had a dream just before, I can't remember. It was this year. It was just before I was going to give this workshop in another place, and I had this dream. This is not part of the dream, but in real life, when my husband retired, he got a camera and stuff, and I'm thinking, okay, so if he's going to go out and you know, do all this wildlife shooting, photography stuff, it's like he's not going to be carrying his rifle. So do you think that you could get a handgun that's powerful enough for a bear or something? You know, it's like, he's fine with it. I'm nervous, you know. You kind of think and your mind starts wandering, because I know that, you know, you just got to be prepared. Anyway, so he did end up getting a powerful handgun. And so in my dream, it was like right outside of our house, and he was doing something, and all of a sudden I see this bear charging through the woods, and I yell at Mitch and to look out, and then I thought, oh yeah, I got him a handgun for his, I don't remember, his birthday or, you know, grad or retirement. So I run back in the house and I thought, you know what? I don't know where the safety is on that. And it's like, I know how to use guns and stuff, but everyone's different. It's like, and in the heat of the moment with the bear charging, it's like you kind of need to know how to work the gun. Yes. Right? So you have to be prepared. You might have great weapons. This Bible is a great weapon, but if you don't know how to activate it, how to pull it down by faith, when the enemy comes charging at you, you're not going to know how to shoot him down. The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision. Helen Keller. The word is truly a light unto the path. Whatever path you're on, it is a light. It will never fail you. You have to keep your clock wound. It's a decision. You don't have to. You don't have to do anything you don't want. The Lord is never going to go against your will. But He loves us so much, He will make the conditions around us in such that He woos us, He draws us, He desires us.